Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
Excuse me for my yawns. I swear to God, guys. I don't know if I'm sick or not, but I am just exhausted. Plain and simple, exhausted. It's
I hope you're not sick.
hard to. You did it again! You did it again! Stop doing it!
You know the pain, and I'm so sorry.
This dingus is being a dingus. You're going to be a show stopper in the first episode. Say hello, Rokus. Tell everyone you're being a dingus right now.
Hi, Roku. Oh, the little face squish.
I don't know if I'm sick or not. It's hard to tell. I work in a petri dish. Friday, I told Nicole this over the phone. You just know when your body knows when it's coming down with something. So my body is like telling me like you there's a good chance you're getting sick because my energy is low.
I'm so sorry.
Hence why I look like this today, guys. Look, I actually have my glasses. It's rare that I have my glasses on the podcast. Meanwhile, Nicole looks fabulous.
For the record, you still look hot despite wearing glasses and despite feeling like a little low energy. See, that's the thing though. You can literally just throw on some lipstick and liner and look hot. I can't do that. I look strange and
I
potato.
want to see this now. I want to see this. I
Okay,
seen you
wait, so I
sloth.
just liner?
I seen you sloth. I seen you full on this little gremlin stuff and creeper and everything else and growl. But I haven't seen you just like, a simple, not simple eyeliner, but one for you can do and just like a lip.
Okay, does that include the white face paint, or would we just go normal foundation?
I don't know. I feel like the Wise Pace White Foundation is your base, is your comfort.
That's fair. I mean, I could do both, but I can make this happen.
All right, she has accepted the challenge, guys. Sorry, I said I'm sorry, guys. There's gonna be if someone wants to put a yawn count, you can do
I
the
can't look at you because it's going to be contagious.
yawn count. I'm sorry.
I don't want to yawn myself.
I'm sorry, but we are here, guys. Hopefully, everyone is doing okay and stuff. I have no idea where I am. My mind is like checked off right now. Guys. Kids are getting angsty. That's all I have to say.
Well, and it's crazy because you normally have water, but you guys, she has Dr. Pepper. That means caffeine. She's needing the caffeine right now. This is serious.
Anyways, this week is going to be a very simple, short episode and stuff because we are continuing down with the episodes of Paradise City. If you haven't seen our first one already, where we dived into the first episode, please go check it out. But today, in this episode, we are going to dive into episode two.
The Groupie and the Tabloid, episode two. It starts off with Johnny seeing the girl that he had originally knocked up in American Satan on the bus. And then we go into Elias, where he's actually being taken to the hospital. No, he did not have a heart attack, but
He had a
they
panic attack,
kind of,
basically.
yeah, like a panic attack almost in a way.
Let's just say Elias, his is very under stress
A
and
lot
stuff
of
right now. A
stress.
lot of stress because apparently the Relentless played a new song in the last episode that they weren't supposed to, but guess who started it? The drummer and stuff, so they had to do it. And now, in a way, because his group meets him when the ambulance are there, taking him to the hospital, is like, we'll do damage control. We have recorded this song before. You need to take some days off. They are demanding him to take some days off.
I mean, kind of going forward from there, cuts to Simon and his mom, and his mom is actually discussing how Simon should go to LA. Not just him and his mom should completely save up money and move to LA because she wants to make his dreams come true. She believes that he has the full potential to become manager for the Relentless or any band he wants to.
One of the main things, I guess, the one of the big bomb drops in this episode two, is that Vivian, the girl who Johnny knocked up and stuff, is riding on the cab with her baby Faith all the way to the record label that Johnny signed underneath, and boom, bada boom, delivers it to Elias and says, "I'm sorry," and walks away.
And with that being said, as she's in the cab, she's in the cab with quote unquote the devil, I guess you could say. The devil makes an appearance kind of a little bit of everywhere in this episode, but it's appearing as a female this time.
Giving her the drive and stuff, and kind of talking about like, oh, where are you going? Oh, baby, to the bus stuff, to the liquor label. Interesting.
But since Vivian drops the baby off with Elias, it's Elias's job to make sure that no one absolutely knows that Johnny has a baby. He does call Johnny to let him know the situation, and I guess The baby is kind of in Elias's care during this episode.
Weirdly enough, it
I know, but he did such a great job, I think.
like I know, because like within the when he was having that panic attack on loading up to the ambulance, he's like, I shouldn't have got married 20 years ago. I have nothing to live for. I should have kids and stuff. Hello, Faith.
I know. Look at the name could not be better.
Yeah, so like basically, unfortunately, Vivian left Faith over there with Elias. Elias, has the birth certificate apparently and reads the names like Faust. Oh, this is Johnny's daughter. Oh, and stuff. And so, yeah, Johnny's aware of it. He talks to one of his friends in the band and stuff. And like, here's the thing. Okay, so after rewatching this the first time around, I did not get so invested. Now I'm invested with Johnny's character and stuff. So I understand that. Okay, his friend asked him, "Are you going to tell Gretchen about you having a kid? Like, hello, you have a kid. You can't hide that anymore." And Johnny's like, "I'm going to tell her after I propose to her." And I'm here like, Johnny, that's such a bad idea. Like, I know how much you want to be with Gretchen. I know how much you love her and stuff. I get it. You're doing everything in your power to make up for obviously getting to get together with Lily and stuff and everything. Like, I do understand where that side of him, but the other side is being like, Gretchen wants the truth. She wants the whole freaking truth from Johnny, and that's all she wants. She wants that trust. And if he, I, and I'm here like at this one, like, if you don't tell her, you're f***ed.
You are 100% correct on that because honestly, I feel the same way. It absolutely bothers me that Johnny feels the need to propose to her first. It's almost as if he's trying to trap her in so that way, once you say yes, you can't go back. And the thing is, Vic is the only one that knows.
In the
The
band.
rest of the band members don't know. Literally, no one knows.
No one
And
knows.
on top of it, as Ruth was saying, Gretchen is already having all of these trust issues with Johnny as it is, just given the past that happened. And now they're also going to therapy to kind of help to rebuild that relationship. And he's all about being committed to her and trying to convince her that she can trust him. And that's what's so sad is he's building all of this up to once again lie.
I think he just like, I think, like you said, yes, in a way, maybe he doesn't see it, but well, from the outside perspective, like you're so focused, you're so fixated on proposing to her, thinking that that's going to save everything, that's going to make do the, that's the reset button after you propose. It's the reset button, everything goes back to how it was. And unfortunately, that's just not reality and stuff anymore because, like, yeah, even in the therapy, he has mentioned, they bring up Lily and stuff and everything. And he mentioned, like, due to all the things that he did in the past, like, it meant nothing, but as women, I should say, it's kind of hard to let that thing go, especially to someone that we truly loved, and then all of a sudden they just did that.
Yeah, it's one of those. I feel like eventually us women let things go, but we never forget.
We never forget, and that's why we're like this, guys. I don't ask me why.
Yes. And I guess Johnny's whole purpose, though, for wanting to propose first is he feels that if he just tells her straight off the bat, he'll never know what their life could have been like. Because in his mind, she's immediately just going to leave him and he's never going to know if she would have said yes to him and how their life would have been. I still don't think that's a valid reason, though. I still think he should have told her in this episode. But.
Like, I know he's recovering from the hiatus and stuff, and now he's going back into the industry of making new music and everything. And I understand, like, he wants to, obviously, his main focus, his main priority is Gretchen, which he does not see right now that that is affecting the band because after the new song release, they have to do all these interviews and stuff. And so he's telling the other band members, do it, just do it and stuff. While the other band members, like we said, have no idea he has a kid. And they're like, why the f is Johnny not here? Honestly, this is, he needs to be here with us. We can't just do everything.
And Vic is such a horrible liar, too, when the other members are like, "Where's Johnny?" And Vic just comes up with the most terrible, like, excuse and lie. And it's just like, bruh, he could have done so much better. But obviously, it's making everyone kind of sit, take a, yeah, they're like, "What? There's no way."
But, I guess there is some good, just like after what everything's going, because I think was it the not the drummer, the other guitar player that told Lily, like, hey, I think it's best for you start reaching out to Gretchen and stuff because after everything and now we're coming back, I think you two need to like talk things out. And Lily does reach out to Gretchen and stuff to figure out a time to like talk and everything.
I mean, in that episode, she does make the call, but Gretchen coaches, she coaches like a soccer team and everything. So she obviously was not in position. It was a bad time for her to really be discussing it. But going back to Vivian, the hard part with her is even though she felt it was best for her to give up the kid to Elias to give it back to Johnny, but Vivian's mother, not happy. She was hoping to get compensated for that kid. She wants money. Like, and
Great.
I feel really bad because Vivian doesn't live in the best place ever. And obviously her mom's got a lot of problems. Her mom is so mean to her, and her mom only cares about money and herself. She's very selfish.
She literally says in an episode, she was our ticket out of this hole, basically. And like Nicole said, Vivian's like, I'm not like that. I don't want to be a gold miner, gold digger, a groupie. Hey, hence the title of the episode. A groupie for tabloids? Huh? What? Which makes sense. Like, I do respect Vivian's research and stuff, but I like, even so, like, we can't say what we would do in her position, especially. So, like, yeah.
Beyond all of that, I mean, realistically, the whole episode was about Vivian making that decision to give up the baby and give it to Johnny without giving it to Johnny. And then Johnny and Gretchen's story kind of continues on building that trust. And it's kind of cute because they do kind of relive their first date again. But there's something so important about reliving their first date. And I want to know if you caught on to it too, Ruth, where Gretchen went to the restroom and Johnny was handing the tickets to
Yeah.
the ticket dude for the Ferris wheel. And something very important that that man said to Johnny was, "Faith looks good in your future." And to me, that is an Easter egg. He's literally saying, you know, it's like, I think it's like preparing us for the future. Hear me out, hear me out. And I know it's going to suck because I know we love Gretchen and I know we love Johnny and Gretchen together, but I really do foresee that as it being Johnny and Vivian together raising Faith.
Which I do get, and obviously, as we go into more of the episodes, obviously, there's separation between who should Johnny go with and stuff. And I don't know, I can see that, like the faith reference and stuff. Like, obviously, they have this beautiful child, they created life together, boom, beautiful child, she's healthy and everything. But I don't know, I'm just like, it could happen in the comics. There could be a twist, there could be a twist.
If we were to get a Paradise City season 2, or if not, then the comics, yeah. I'm really hoping because obviously, as we've stated in the very first episode that we made for this, we need a season 2 because we were totally left on a
The
cliffhanger.
cliffhanger, which we will
But
definitely go over when we get
oh my
there.
God, yeah. But the Ferris wheel, Johnny and Gretchen ride it, and that's when he proposes to her.
Question for you then. Do you believe in coincidence? Do you believe in the universe coincidence and stuff?
I really do. Yeah.
So, I mean, I know some people who are listening may not believe in that stuff. Like, I didn't really believe it at first and stuff until, like, when I was in college, I met up with these two people from an art festival who have now become my friends, who I actually go babysit their baby. Their baby is so talented.
Dude, the baby f-ing rock climbs. What the hell? I'm never gonna get over this. It's so cool. He's like a little monkey.
Anyway, but the first time we met, I will have to admit, it was with my ex. And we went to Starbucks to meet up with them, and he straight up, I believe in coincidence because it brings people together and everything and stuff. Like, how I met my ex was because it's stupid because I borrowed his pen and something, and then it just led on from there and everything. And with the whole coincidence asking me you that and stuff, because, like, you know, people are like, see the red flags, see the red flags, see the signs that the universe has given you and stuff. So at the end of the episode, when Johnny's so fixated on proposing to Gretchen, he proposes to her and like tells her all the things like, I want to be with you, I love you, I want to build a life with you, and blah, 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 blah. And very real stop, boom, the ring drops.
It
If
just
that's not the
fell.
universe telling you something, I don't know what is.
Yeah, to me, that is screaming, you are not meant to marry Gretchen. Maybe
It's not the
he.
time.
That's what I was about to say. Right now is not the time. It could be two things. Either now is not the time, or maybe he's not meant to marry Gretchen at all. But it's one of the two.
It's like, it's you, at this moment, at this right now, the answer is no. Like, you just
Yeah.
can't because you have other things going in your life. You have other in your own personal life you need to figure out. So.
And that's what's kind of funny because leading up to that proposal, once again, when he's talking to the ticket dude, we meet that female who is quote unquote the devil in disguise. They're both just acting so strange towards him, like, oh, how's it gonna be tomorrow? Like all this weird stuff, and it's like it's freaky.
That's the devil, and they're his minions. They're always self-guessing you, self-doubting you, instead of like, what about this? What about that? Oh, did you ever think about this?
The devil and then God, right there,
Angel and
both.
little devil on your shoulder.
Exactly, that's exactly what it is.
That's how I see them when those two characters come up, of the angel or let alone the angel and devil and stuff, come and say their interesting lines to whoever character they're talking about. Just because, like, I feel like in some cases we all have those moments where we're put in a situation where we do have that little devil and angel on our shoulder. Like, which one do we listen to?
Exactly. And I feel in that case, that scenario, actually, Andy li didn't listen to either one. He just went on the
Johnny?
ride. Huh? Damn
Johnny?
it.
Please keep that in.
No. In that case, Johnny didn't listen to either. He just listened to himself and went on the ride.
So, I mean, it was a kind of short episode. One thing that I guess you could say is foreshadowing for episode three is it was a little story in between the two stories about Vivian and Faith and Johnny and Gretchen was, and a little bit deal with Simon too, is that Simon got a hold of the lady who I can't remember her name, who works in the agency, to get his band on this tour and stuff too, and because this band that was supposed to have a show did not sell out and everything, which is a foreshadowing of what's going to come next episode of these two bands. And Simon's story is continuing on. So, yeah.
And fun fact, that band is Lamb of God, but they're not known as that in the show, of course.
It's just weird to see these bands and actors or singers that we know, and like they're portraying someone different and everything. Like, oh, yeah, for us, it's Lamb of God. Oh, in this show, they're pretty much nobodies. So it's interesting. It's a quick episode, but definitely worth it. I mean, the show, again, we're just on episode two, so it's just starting again. We will get to the nitty and gritty here soon because things are just barely starting to warm up here.
The best part about rewatching Paradise City is I honestly don't remember what happens in every episode. So it's kind of like we're rewatching it for the first time.
I'm rewatching it and just realizing there's some flaws that Johnny has, and like, I hate that.
I know, that's what makes it hard
I'm like
because.
telling myself, I hate Johnny, not Andy, Johnny.
But see, that's what I was saying at the beginning. It's hard because Andy's playing the role, but Andy obviously looks like Andy because he's Andy. Andy is still dressing like Andy would dress, but the name's Johnny and Andy's not got the same personality. It's Johnny's personality. And I just want to say kudos to Andy for doing such a great job in this role because acting is just so f***ing hard because you literally have to become this character. And I think he did a very good job because, yeah, he's making us very angry at him right now.
Is like, it's just Johnny, it's not Andy, it's Johnny, not Andy. No, and I did like some of the Easter eggs. Well, I don't know, there is some of the songs they chose. I don't know if you saw this one or caught it, but I think it was, yeah. Well, I caught it when Gretchen was calling, I mean when Lily was calling Gretchen, her ringtone was from Pale Royale, and I was like, wow, that's
Yeah,
awesome.
well, because I thought, wasn't it supposed to be like Johnny singing? It's supposed to be like one of
Yeah,
his
so I'm
songs.
like, ha. And I also heard one of Lola's songs in the background, Lola, I think it was. Well, I forgot what
I was
part.
gonna say, do you know which scene?
I'm trying to read that. I think. Oh my God, I just watched the two guys, but I definitely heard one of her songs, so.
Know, that's the funny part is we literally watched episode two today before filming this, and we're like, we can't remember the names of the characters or certain scenes anymore. What happened?
I have an excuse. I
That's fair. I think I'm just developing memory loss.
feel
I don't know. It's like Silent Hill up in here.
like episode three is when we start really digging into those like heavy topics of like what's happening to the band, what's happening between Johnny and Gretchen, Faith, the baby and stuff, and Lily and Gretchen too. So,
I think episode three is where a lot of things are going to start to unravel. This second episode, I think, was to kind of pinpoint and jumpstart the whole Faith character of the baby and everything. And it's really kind of determining where Johnny and Gretchen are going to be at in their relationship.
Yeah.
It's a short episode, but you should go and check out Paradise City if you have not yet. And spoiler alerts on episode
Yes.
two.
Spoiler alert. Wow, we failed on that one.
We did, yeah. Spoiler alerts, people, but you're already this far in, so.
So, spoiler alert.
I mean, to be fair, it may be spoilers, but I feel like we don't go into so much detail. Like, we don't go scene by scene, so there's
That's
still
true.
more to check out
There's a
in the episode.
lot. There's still a. I will say, when it comes to Paradise City, there's a lot of mini side stories going on at the same time with the big parts of the story too. So that's what I will say.
Yeah, we're mostly here to discuss the big events that happen in each
Yes.
episode.
And then until now, we will wait until episode three. Army, for today's fan shout out actually goes to an amazing fan that runs this amazing account on Twitter slash X called BBB Tour Update. The U handle is called BBB Tours, but I love this person because what they do is just like they get the audience ready and stuff, or like for obviously, as we all know, BBB just finished a plane in Australia and stuff and everything else, and they were like, "Who's ready, Australia? BBB's on tour and stuff." And like obviously they repost and retweet everything and stuff when it comes to any new tours. Like obviously we just heard the news. Hello guys, the Black Veil Brides is going touring with Baby Metal in the summer here, guys. Let's just real quick talk about that. So, like seriously, so that's a really amazing opportunity for Black Veil Brides. Definitely check the selected dates. Black Veil Brides is not playing for every single date, so check the dates, double check them, and everything. But I just love this account because they get everyone amped up and they give us updates. Like I think when I went over to Nicole to see the Bleeders tour, and that's when they played Temple of Love for the first time. I think Grapevine and stuff, and they posted like, "Denver, Colorado show got Temple of Love and stuff." And I was like, yeah. So I just like them. They just keep it updated. They obviously support the band. They support each member when it comes to any of their projects, retweets, photos, videos of concerts, and it's really cool. So thank you so much for all your hard work that you do for every single tour that Black Veil Brides does. Like, I'm sure that is commitment. Thank you for what all you do.
All right, BVB Army, that officially wraps up today's episode. We do apologize for how short today's episode is, but once again, we're just going over episode by episode when it comes to Paradise City. If you have not yet seen it, please check it out. I believe you can go ahead and see it on Peacock and Amazon Prime.
It's free on Peacock if you have an account.
Yeah.
Tubi? Yes.
Is it
And
on Tubi? Yeah,
yeah.
Tubi.
And then if you have the stream platform called Plex, it's also free, but you can also purchase it on Amazon Prime, YouTube itself too, and some other sites.
Yeah, all of those sound about right. So if you have not yet seen it, please go ahead and check it out. We promise that Andy's acting is amazing. And once again, there are so many cameos from so many different artists and celebrities that you don't want to miss this. You can go ahead and find us on all streaming platforms, literally anywhere that you can listen to a podcast. We are on there. If you're on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. We would greatly appreciate that. And we will see you next week with a new episode.